descent. We are in a boat at anchor on the sea. We begin to hoist the anchor, only to discover that it's caught fast. Telling my companions I'll go see what's wrong, I climb down a short ladder and enter the calm water. Diving down, I see a school of small fish. The hull of the boat and the anchor chain. I swim over to the chain and begin using it to pull myself down. I notice that I can breathe normally and continue to follow the chain down until I reach the dimly lit bottom. Here, I find the anchor, but it's entangled in some metal wreckage. Grasping the chain, I pull sharply upward and see the bottom give way, raising a hidden cover to reveal a square opening. Entering the opening, I continue going down. I swim deeper and deeper until I feel a cold underwater current, and I swim in the direction of the current. After a while, I come to a wall that is covered with patches of seaweed. Staying close to the smooth surface, I float upward and notice that everything is becoming lighter. I emerge in a pool of water within a dimly lit cavern. Climbing out onto a kind of platform, I take a few steps and discover a stone stairway. Cautiously, I begin to descend the stairs. I see burning torches placed at regular intervals along the small passageway, which becomes even narrower as I go down the slippery steps. The stairs are almost vertical, and the air feels humid and suffocating. Now I come to an iron gate that blocks my way. I push against the rusty bars, and the gate creaks open. Here, the steps end, and now there is only a muddy ramp. As I pick my way down the slick surface, a dank, tomb-like odor fills the air. A sudden gust of wind threatens to extinguish the torches. At the bottom, I can hear the roar of an angry sea crashing against the rocks. I begin to have doubts that I'll ever be able to get back. Whistling loudly, the wind blows out the bottom torch, and I set out to climb back up, resisting my rising fears. Slowly I ascend the muddy ramp until I reach the rusty gate, but again I find it is closed. Pulling the gate open, I wearily continue climbing the nearly vertical stairs, while behind me the torches keep going out. The stone stairs become increasingly slippery, and I must step carefully. At length, I reach the cavern. I step onto the platform and submerge myself in the pool of water. Just as the final torch is extinguished, it is pitch black. Brushing against the smooth, seaweed-covered surface, I descend into the depths once more. Feeling the cold current, I swim against it with great effort. I escape the current and swim upward until I encounter a stone ceiling. I search in every direction to find the square opening. At last, I find the opening and swim upward through it. Freeing the anchor from where it is caught, I plant my feet on top of it and pull on the chain to alert my companions. I ride up on the anchor as they hoist it from above. While I'm rising toward the surface, I observe a fascinating rainbow of ocean life. And all around me, the underwater space grows lighter.